in the middle of the sugya, where we pointed out we had a very, very polar machlokes between the Rishonim as to how to relate to the mitzvah of Tashbisu relative to the world of Isur Achila and Isur Hanoah. We saw that in the Baal Hamor, that Tashbisu is Tashbisu, and that's what there is, according to Rabbi Shimon, on Erev Pesach. There's no Isur Hanoah, there's no Isur Achila. Purely there's a din of Tashbisu, and Pum Fakert, via Achila, one's Mekayim Tashbisu. And we not only is one not allowed to eat, but eating is a keem of Tashbisu. That was the Baal Hamor. Then we had the Ramban, who said that Al Pisvara, that's Lo Yitzachain, it makes absolutely no sense. The moment we have Tashbisu, there must be an Isur Achila in the wings, there must be an Isur Achila in the picture. However, Midoraisa, there's no Isur Hanoah. The Isur Hanoah only comes in Midrabanan, and that's the sugya over here of Rav Yidl. And we saw that the Ran and the Maharam Chalva, they say the moment you have Tashbisu, not only do you have an Isur Achila, you also have an Isur Hanoah. The question is, what over here is the basic machloka? So we began last time by pointing out that we're aware that there's a very, very basic machlokas Rishonim as to what is the meaning of the phrase Tashbisu. That Tosfos and Daftarim Amud Beis, many other Rishonim, assume that Tashbisu means search and destroy. That's Tashbisu. Tashbisu means to destroy. Masha Enkein, Rashi in the first parak, and the Rambam in the beginning of the second parak, understand Tashbisu in a totally different vein. They understand that Tashbisu has nothing to do with the physical destruction, but rather is a issue of lev, that which goes on in our heart. Umahi hashbasa, the Rambam beis, umahi hashbasa zo hamura b'tora, hishi yivatzlo b'libo, v'yachshov oto ke'afar, v'yasim b'libo shein b'rishuto chametz klal, v'shechol chametz shebirshuto hu ke'afar, u'kedavar shein bo tzarech klal. So, if we take one of these two sides, l'chora, the solution to the shita, to a shita, would fit in very, very nicely. Which shita would certainly fit in very beautifully with this Rambam of Tashbisu? Again, we have no idea what the Rambam holds in Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Pesach. But which Rishon would fit very, very nicely with this Rambam? That if Tashbisu is to get it out of your mind, out of your sight, out of, you know, it's simply is something which is mufka from having any meaning, then would Tashbisu be would the Isur Hanoah and Isur Achila be irrelevant to Tashbisu? Would an Isur Achila come into the picture? Would an Isur Achila and Hanoah come into the picture? The Ran fits beautifully. This is what the Ran himself says exactly, namely that if Tashbisu means to get it out of your heart, so of course there's an Isur Achila, and of course there's an Isur Hanoah that accompanied the Tashbisu. That's the whole nature of Tashbisu. You can't say, I am mashbis it in my heart and I'm eating it when I'm out. I'm mashbis it in my heart and I'm selling it to a goy. It doesn't, in other words, it may not tzarech klal. If it's something which is ka'afra da'ara, you can't eat it, you can't be nana from it. That's the language of the, I'm sorry, in this edition, but the Ran is farther down. V'li nira, d'l'Rabbi Shimon chometz mishei shalos ulamala. I'm reading the Ran back on the Vav Amud Beis. V'li nira, d'Rabbi Shimon name chometz mishei shalos ulamala osur b'hanom in HaTorah. D'hamod Rabbi Shimon mitzvos tashbisu v'arinon b'bitul b'al masagi. U'mahu bitul ze, shiotzienu milibo legamre. V'yehye etzlo k'mevu'ar. V'im ata omer shu rashai lehenot mimenu, adayin mamonohu, lo nitbatal etzlo klal. L'fikach mikevan she'omar hakosuf tashbisu, echad isur achila, ve'echad isur hana'a mashma. Okay? In other words, that tashbisu by definition, if tashbisu means bitul balev, by definition that brings about an isur achila and an isur hana'a. Otherwise it'd be a tarta de sasre within the individual. Okay, so the Ran is taken care of. The problem is that everyone else who's on the table, paskins, that in which we have, so who's left? The Ran is taken care of. So we have the Din of Tashbisu. So we have the Baal Hamor.
who says that we have a heter achila and a heter hana'a. We have the Ramban and Tosfos who say that we have an Easter achila and a heter hana'a midaraisa. Easter hana'a only comes about perhaps midrabanan. And then we have the Maharam Kalva, who says that we have an Isur Achila and an Isur Hana. The common denominator over here of these Rishonim is they understand Tashbisu not as Bito Balei, but as Biur. That's the way Tosa says on Dalad and says the Balamor, that's the Maharam Kalva, in the beginning of the Perek. If Tashbisu means biur, means physical destruction, biur fizi, so how do we get to three shitas, right? If Tashbisu means bitul, so we took care of the ran, right? If we get Tashbisu as bitul, so then we have over here the ran, that this includes Isur Achila and Isur Hana. This is fine. This we understand. This is the ran says it's black and white. But everyone else is working off of the other side. Tashbisu means beer. So what over here is the machlokas? Why do you have machlokas when akatsa akatsa? If achila is a kim of tashbisu, or achila, Easter achila has to go hand in hand with tashbisu. So I like to suggest that perhaps when we think about tashbisu as being beer fizi, this can be understood on two planes. We have a concept in Chazal of a hechsher mitzvah. For example, the fact that we build the sukkah before Pesach, before Sukkot. So the building of the sukkah before Sukkot is preparing for the mitzvah of the sukkah. It's not a mitzvah per se, it's preparing for the mitzvah of sukkah. You're not making the mitzvah of sitting in sukkah Erev Pesach, but you're building the sukkah on Erev Pesach in order to be able to sit in a sukkah. Masha Einkein, that sometimes we're going to have a situation where the Torah is going to bring things about in a gradual manner. That the Torah is first going to bring about an Iser on level X, and then move over to an Iser on level Y. I'm trying to tickle your mind. When we speak about Tashbisu, how could one understand the relationship between Tashbisu, which is the din of Erev Pesach, and Pesach per se? What are two ways of viewing the world of Tashbisu, which is found on Erev Pesach? Ach Bayom Harishon means Erev Pesach. Tashbisu Sormi Batechem. How does that relate to the world of Pesach? To the Dinim of Bayira, Bayimatze, Yisuri Hana, Yisuri Achila. What would be an easy way to understand the relationship between Tashbisu and Erev Pesach and the Yisurim of Pesach?
Destroy it before, so you don't come to eat it.
Exactly. Parallel to building a sukkah, but in building a sukkah, we want to have something on sukkahs, so we prepare an Erev sukkahs. Here we want not to have it on Pesach, so we prepare ourselves in Erev Pesach. Namely, that Tashbisu is a hechsher mitzvah, that when Pesach enters, we're going to already be we're going to be chametz free, and we won't have a problem of eating, and we won't have a problem of hanah, and we won't have a problem of bayira, and we won't have a problem of bayimatze, because we took care of all of this with our hechsher mitzvah of Tashbisu. And what Tashbisu did was it cleared the playing field. It got everything out of the way. So now when Pesach comes in, we don't have to worry about chametz. That's one way of learning Tashbisu. If you learn Tashbisu this way, are you the Bel Hamor, the Ramban, or the Maram Chava? You're certainly the Bel Hamor, exactly. There's no problem of eating chametz on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is not Pesach. There's no problem being nehene from chametz on Erev Pesach. This is Rabbi Shimon. Now we're dealing with Rabbi Shimon. No problem being nehene. It's also because of Erev Pesach. What we're supposed to do is get rid of the chametz. If I want to get rid of the chametz in this brilliant manner by eating it, so I'll get rid of the chametz by eating it, right? In other words, I have this box of
of I don't know, Reese's Pieces, and why should I throw it away? I'll eat it. I'm not allowed to have it on Pesach. I'm not allowed to have it on Pesach, but I'm allowed to eat an Erev Pesach, and I can even be Mekayim Tashbisu by eating an Erev Pesach, because I'm getting rid of it. I'm getting it all out of the way. That's the Baal Hamor, 100%. The Baal Hamor, Bius Tashbisu, this physical beer is a hechsher that my house should be chametz free on Pesach. However, there's another way of understanding Tashbisu as well. Not that Chazal were concerned only about Pesach, and they gave you this time an Erev Pesach to be mashbis. But what did Chazal do over here in Erev Pesach? What would Tashbisu mean? That they moved?
They sort of extended
the dinim of Pesach into Erev Pesach. But they didn't extend it on the level of a lav. A lav is very frightening. A lav can have kares. A lav can have malkos. They extended it on the level of an iser asay. They wanted us to move, and the Torah, right? The Torah wanted us to move into Pesach gradually. It wanted us to first, on the afternoon before Pesach, have a mini Pesach, not a pre-Pesach. Tashbisu, according to the Baal Hamor, is pre-Pesach. Tashbisu, according to the Tosfos and the Maram Chavah, is already a, not a pre-Pesach, but a mini-Pesach. It's a watered-down Pesach. It's a Pesach where we don't want to deal with chametz, but not on the level of a lav, but on the level of an iser asay. That if I'm going to have chametz, then there's going to be an over an asay. It's not as chamor as a lav, but there's going to be an iser asay. And we were moving into it, like when I was a kid, we had a model seder, right? You had the model seder before Pesach. So the model seder, you do what you do on Pesach. Namely, says, we move Pesach into the model seder. So here we have a model, right, on the level of an iser asay. Then already we could speak as fact, not only is the chametz shouldn't be around, but also, according to how can I eat it? How can I say that I have over here a mini Pesach and I'm eating from chametz? And according to Rav Chalva, how can I say I have a mini Pesach and I'm eating from chametz? Namely, the assumption over here is that the Tashbisu is like a siyag midoraisa. It's bringing Pesach forwards. It's bringing Pesach into Erev Pesach, not on the level of the lav, ein bo v'lo klum, but on the level of the iser asay. On that level, we can have an iser achiva and perhaps even an iser hanah. That's the language of the Maram Chalva. Af al gav der Rabbi Shimon lifnei zmano lachar zmano below klum lavu delekod. There's no lav. Aval asay da hashbasa mi haika va'aser bein bahanah bein ba'achila va'af al gav der pesach oksiv be lo tochal lo tochlu afilu hachi kevan de bepesach atzmo ki hechi da aser ba'achila aser bahanah hachanami be'erev pesach. And what we did was we moved Pesach into Erev Pesach to a degree. Once you're moving Pesach into Erev Pesach, we can move the whole Kibbutz Kibbutz, the Iser Hanah and the Iser Achila, that's the Maram Chavah. Or we could say, just as we are going from an Iser Asay to a Lav, so we're going to move from Iser Achila, we move into Pesach, we move into an Iser Hanah. Yes? It's a question of degree. In other words, lo yitzachen that there shouldn't be an Iser Achila. As to whether, however, we have the whole, in other words, how much of it we're moving into, in terms of quantity of Isurim, quality of Isurim, we only have an Isur Asay. Perhaps the quality, in other words, perhaps the quantity also is limited to the Isur Achila rather than the Isur Hanah. Or you could say, no, on the level of the quantity of Isurim, we have both. On the level of the quality, we go down to an Isur Asay. But this is a question over here of degree. Masha'en came, the Machlokes, Baal Hamor, after Ramban, etc. Over here, this is a question of the nature of the Tashbisu. Are we dealing with Ke'ena Hefsher? It's clearly Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, we're preparing for Pesach. Or do we have over here Ke'ena Mini Pesach? In other words, that we move Pesach forwards into Erev Pesach, to a degree. The only question is, to what degree? On the level of the quality of the Yisr, it's an Yisr Aseh. It doesn't say Lo Tolku. So we're dealing, when you eat, you're going to be over an Iser Aseh. However, in terms of the quantity, does it also include Yisr Hanor or not? That's the machlokas. Yes?
As far as the Yisr HaKelis explained in Ramban Sfarah, could you be just working off the pasuk itself? That it's the Agarais, the pasuk specifically says, Ki Koa Koa Kamei Sveni Kursa. It doesn't mention, meaning, so working exclusively off the pasuk, it's only concerned about the Asfila. So he's not, it's not
that, you're raising a wonderful point that we're going to have to deal with Gunetto when we get to the next Gemara in terms of what's the relationship between the Yisr Achila and the Yisr Hanoah. Is the Yisr Hanoah an extension of the Yisr Achila? That's a very, right, I think you're 100% correct that the Yisr Hanoah may not be an Yisr per se, and therefore, in other words, one can take it in two stages. Okay. Yeah. I'd like to suggest, in other words, another nachgemina between the Baal Hamor and the Ramban and the Maram Chava. There is a machlokes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chametz Matzah between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says, Lefikach, im lo bitel kodem shesh. Person owns chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. He's not eating it. He's not being nehneh from it. He's just owning it. Rambam paskins, hareze over alo yiroeh velo yimatzeh. He's over by yiroeh, by yimatzeh in Erev Pesach in the afternoon. The Ravid comes along and says, the Shivas Yamim Siv. The Rambam over here is guilty of overkill. In other words, the fact that we have a din of Tashbis in Erev Pesach, and according to Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, we have an Isur Achila in Erev Pesach, we have an Isur Hanoah in Erev Pesach, but Ba Yiro, Ba Yimotze, that's Shivas Yamim. That never moved from Pesach itself. And we have Machlokas Rambam and Ravid as to whether it's Shayach to have Bayiro Bayimotze on Erev Pesach. Now, the Rambam is not in our court. The Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda. He passes that we have an Isur Doraisa of Achilu and an Isur Doraisa of Hanoah on Erev Pesach. We're working here according to Rabbi Shimon. But I'm asking, according to Rabbi Shimon, can we conceive of a din of Bayiro Bayimotze on Erev Pesach? Is it something that we can even think about? What would you say according to the Baal HaMor? Can we conceive of a Bayiro Bayimotze on Erev Pesach? Certainly not. Right? We have a Hechsher. Erev Pesach is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is like a month before Pesach. Everything is mutter. But we're preparing the house. But there's no din of Bayiro Bayimotze. We have a din of Tashbis to try and get everything out of the way. But there were no Isurim on that day. Mashenkin, according to the Ramban and Maral Chalva, this is already an open question. If we're moving Pesach into Erev Pesach, how far is it being moved? Right? What's included in Tashbisu? Does Tashbisu include Achila, Achila and Hanoah? Maybe Achila, Hanoah and Bayiro Bayimotzeh, if already have everything come in. That's an open question. But this is an open question only according if we're going to view Erev Pesach as being a mini Pesach. If we're going to view Erev Pesach as being a totally Yom Chol, but it's a day on which we're building a sukkah, we're baking matzahs, we're preparing ourselves for the next day, then there's nothing to talk about in terms of Bayiro or Bayimatzeh. Okay? Okay, Ad Kana Kofa'ala. This is the complete last year's. Okay, now this year's Gemara. Okay. Daf Kofa'ala from Adit. V'lo yasik bo tanur v'kirayim. The Mishnah says that if we have a situation of Avar Zmano, we have an Iser Hanoah, and the example in the Mishnah is Lo Yasik Botano Kirayim Pshita, you're being Nehne. Why give this example? Lo Tzricha Ela L'Rav Yehuda. The Amar Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. We pointed out in the Sefer, the Mishnah of the Machlokas. How are we mevar chametz? We want to take care of. We want to prepare ourselves for Isur Achila, Isur Hanoah, Bayirah, Bayimatzeh. We have a din of Tashbisu. How are you going to be mevar the chametz? According to Rabbi Yehuda, in bir chametz ela b'sreifa. According to Rabbanan, we paskin that bir chametz is af mefarer v'zora laruach o matil layam. That's our girsa. The Gemara says we would think according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'hadi dekasarif lei mezgis hani minei kamash mala. Kamash mala. Namely, that we would have thought that according to Rabbanon, that you have to get rid of chametz in any which way. And now it's already a time of Isur, Hana'ah. Certainly you can't get rid of it by using it as fuel. But according to Rav Yehuda, the mitzvah is to be sarifit. We would have thought that you can get rid of it by using it as fuel. Kamash malan, even Rav Yehuda agrees you can't. What over here is the Havamina? We have an Isur of Hana'ah. You know, Isur of Hana'ah means that you want to go ahead and burn your chametz, burn it in a corner of the, you know, words of your yard. You don't burn it, you know, in your furnace. You don't burn it in your oven. In other words, what over here is the Havamina that according to Rav Yehuda this would be permitted? So here we have a beautiful, beautiful derech of Tosfos, but you know, you have to understand that this is Tosfos. I mean, there are other options of how to learn the Gemara, and it would take to think or to look around for other options. But within Tosfos we have a very fascinating approach. Let's look in Tosfos together. Rashi over here doesn't help us at all. This Gemara was so pashut for Rashi, not a word. V'hadi dekasarif le'yosani mineg. Mishum del Rabbi Yehuda damar chametz b'sreifa. Eifaro mutar. D'tanya v'perek basra. D'tmura chalandis rafam eifaran mutar. Kasaka daitach v'hadi dekasarif le'yosani mineg. Avo rabbonan de'ein mitzvaso b'sreifa. Havei min ha'nikbarim. D'arminan perek basra d'tmura eifaran asur. Pshita l'didhu d'hadi kasarif le'yosar le'hanos mimeno. Tosfos over here is bringing in everything under the world, all kitchen sink, everything. Okay, and Tosfos is telling us that within the world of Isuri Hana'ah, we have two worlds. We have the world of Nikvarim, and we have the world of Nisrafim. And we have a Mishnah in Tzmura that tells us that Egla Arufa is Nikvar, and Shohaniskal is Nikvar, and Basav HaKalav is Nikvar. As opposed to Kilei HaKerem and Arva, they're Nisrafim. And then we have the question, well, where does Chametz of Pesach fit in? We're going to have to categorize all Isuri Hana'ah as either being the buried or the burnt. Where does Chametz of Pesach fit in? So it says, that's the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. According to Rav Yehuda, that mitzvah so b'sreifa, it's like Kilei HaKerem and Arva. Namely, it has to be burnt. According to Rabbanon, that it has to be destroyed in any which way, not necessarily burning, then it's min ha-nikvar. Okay, my nafgamina, whether something is in the category of nikbarim or nisrafim. So the Gemara gives a distinction. The Gemara says that you shouldn't burn the nikbarim. Why? Because then you're going to get stuck with the aether. That what are we going to do with the ashes? The ashes of the nikbarim are also b'hanah. As opposed to the ashes of the Nisrafim, those are Mutar Bahana. That's what the Gemara says. The difference between them is how do we view the ashes? That the Nikvarim, the ashes are Asa. And the Nisrafim, the ashes are Mutar. So Tosa says, let's just take that Gemara in Tzmura and paste it on our Gemara, and now we understand our Gemara 100%. That we would have thought that according to Rav Yehuda, you could be nehene while it's being burnt. Because while it's being burnt, it's turned into ashes. The moment it's turned into ashes, it's mutter. The ashes of Nisrafim are mutter. So you're getting hanah from that which is mutter. You're allowed to get hanah from that which is mutter. However, according to Rabbanon, the ashes are aser. There's no difference between the situation when it was chametz and when it's ashes. Right? It's min hanikbarim. And therefore, certainly you can't use this as fuel because you're getting hanah from the chametz, in whatever form it is, be it in the form of roi lachila, be it in the form of eifer, it remains aser. So therefore, the Gemara only has a kointra of Yehuda. Kointra of Yehuda, this should be mutter. This is the framework of Tosfos, that the whole Gemara is kointra of Yehuda, because kointra of Yehuda, the eifer is mutter, while according to Rabbanon, the eifer is aser. What issue, simply technically, do we have according to Tosfos, which is a little strange, within the shakla vatari of the Gemara? What's the bottom line of the Gemara? Kamash malan, that you can't do this according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos just created this beautiful framework that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the aether is mutar. You're allowed to be nehene from the aether. So the havamit of the Gemara is beautiful. What's the maskana of the Gemara according to Tosfos? Why, you know, when Tosa set up the Havamina so beautifully, that according to Rav Yehuda, there's no problem of using it as fuel, because you're being nehneh from the Aether. And you're allowed to be nehneh from the Aether. So what's the Kamash Malan? We'll take it step by step. What's the Kamash Malan? So if you look over here in Rabbi Akiva Eger in the margin of the Gemara, he says Ayem Le'el Daf Heyamad Aleph Tosfos Diver Hamaskil VaOmer. On this Maskan, he says we should look earlier. If we look earlier, what do we find in Tosfos over there on Daf Heyamad Aleph? The bottom Tosfos. Because orla is min hanisrafim. Hu adin chametz, it's min hanisrafim. Vahod itzna the perakol shalo yasek botaner v'kirayim, hainu midrabana. That the maskan is in a chinami. The midoraisa, it's muter. The chiddush of the mishnah is rabbanan came along and slapped an iser on this act. It's too, in other words, it's too, in other words, maybe too mechudash that people misunderstand, for whatever reason. In other words, purely in a chinami, our havamina is so wonderful that it remains muter mi da'oraisa, but kamash malan, we have an iser d'rabbanan. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger sends us to tells us enough. Hey, what Dr. Sanders points out is that there's another option, and that is what's found in the Meiri. The Meiri quotes Tosfos as a Yesh Meforshim, and Yesh Meforshim the Afra of Yehuda the Mashleim and Anisrafim v'chol Hanisrafim Efar and Mutar v'havi Iker Hanoasof Mishenasi Gecholim Shadinan Ke'efer. In other words, so the Chorah should be Mutar Kamash Malan the Me'achar Shehanoasof Matcheles Kodem Shenasi Gecholim Asur. In other words, that since we're dealing with a process, burning is a process, and you're being nehene even from the chametz, which currently is in flux, in transition from being asur to being mutter. So that's why kamash malan, don't, you know, you're playing, no pun intended, you're playing with fire, right? You're trying to get it just under the wire. Say, well, I'm going to be nehene when it's aether. What do you mean you're going to be nehene when it's aether? There's a period of time when it's in transition, when it's in flux. That's the kamash malan sha'asur. You want to call it a suffix d'oraisa, you want to call it a siyag d'oraisa. In other words, it's something which is not just, in other words, the doesn't mention the concept of drabana. He says that over here, it's too tight to be able to make that line between when it's aether, when it's not aether. There's a tosis a little later on that also goes in that direction. We'll see it when we get to it in Yom Hashem. On the Kavav Amadeis, that in that sugi over there, being the vasa with orla, three tosas from the bottom, so it says bishla agabe gecholim, when you cook it, when you're using the orla again as fuel, bishla dafka b'di eved, afagab dechol nesrafin for an mutar, this is tosas l'shitaso, afilu chatzchila, eshchal ben eifaran l'gecholim, that there are stages, you know, that there is a stage of roi l'achila, then it turns into a gachelet, and only then it turns into aether. When is it mutter? When it's aether. When the fire has totally consumed it. But when it's in the stage where the fire has turned it into a solid fuel, then it's still asur b'hanah. So the question is over here exactly when you're getting hanah. Okay, that's simply a technical issue within Tosfos. Okay, so we have over here that Tosfos takes us on a journey to Tmura. Via the Gemara in Tzmura, where the Gemara distinguishes between Nikbarim and Nisrafim and the din of the Aether, Tosfos brings that back into our sugya. He wants to say that what is Chametz on Pesach? According to Rabbanan, we're dealing with Nikbarim. According to Rav Yehuda, it's a category of Nisrafim. And therefore, Meikar Hadin, you could use it as fuel because you're being Nehene from the Aether. That's according to Rav Yehuda. According to Rabbanu, we'd never have such a havamina. Why then is it aser? Either because of a gzeres Rabbanon, or because we're dealing over here with a process moving from isurei hanoah to hetzer hanoah, and it's too tight the process to be able to say that it's mutter. Okay, that's what we have. I'll, you know, it's what appears to be on the surface. However, one should l'chore ask oneself, why in the world should there be such a distinction? Why in the world that we have these two? What do these two categories mean? Min ha-nikvarim u-min ha-nisrafim. Why should there be a distinction in terms of the afer, that the afer of nisrafim is mutter and the afer of nikvarim is also? What exactly is going on over here? That's a question which is raised by Tosfos in Tmura, and he gives a very, very fascinating distinction. What's his distinction between the nisrafim and the nikvarim? What, in terms of, he says these are two worlds of Yisuri Hana. The two different worlds of Yisuri Hana, yes? That Nikbarim are Yisuri Hana'a Olamit. Right? That Nikbarim are Yisuri Hana'a, when the Torah says that Shor HaNiskal is Aser Bahana'a, it's always going to be Aser Bahana'a. No matter what alchemy you could turn this Shor HaNiskal into gold, you could turn it into dust. No matter what you turn it into, it's going to remain Aser. One can always give the example of nuclear waste. It's nuclear waste. It's always going to be radioactive. The only thing you do with it is bury it. Bury it under the sea. There's nothing to do with it. Just get rid of it. Try and get it out of human, out of the human consciousness. In other words, it shouldn't be, because it's always going to be Osar Bahana. No matter what you're going to do with it, it's always going to remain radioactive waste. It's always going to remain Osar Bahana. There's no way you can remove the Isar Hana. Okay? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after 6,000 years, recreates the world, so maybe at that point the Yisur HaNa'a will fall out. Until that time, the Yisur HaNa'a remains. That's the Nikbarim. Ma She'en Kein, the Nisrafim, here Yoni pointed out that Tosfos is borrowing a page from the world of Kochim, that in the world of Kochim we have a concept of Na'aseh Mitzvaso, that after a korban was already brought on the Mizbeach, Na'aseh Mitzvaso, then there's no din of Me'ila. What's left, there's no din of Me'ila. In other words, so the Isur HaNa'a falls off. So also over here in the world of Kachim, we're dealing with Na'aseh Mitzvaso, namely that the Torah said, this should be burnt. Kili HaKerem should be burnt. Orla should be burnt. The moment it's burnt, it's no longer Asur V'Hana'a. And the question is, Chametz and Pesach, are we dealing over here with an Isur Olami? Are we dealing over here with an Isur HaNa'a, which is like radioactive waste, it's going to remain and remain and remain? Or did the Torah say no? Chametz on Pesach should be burnt. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda views it. And the moment you burn it, so then, and now it's already Mutar B'Hana'a. It's only Aser B'Hana'a until you burn it. The moment you burn it, then it's already Mutar B'Hana'a. That's Tosus's picture in Tmura. That any time that you take this Chametz, that you take something to its mitzvah, and you perform its mitzvah, then it's no longer going to be Aser B'Hana'a. But there are Yisurei HaNa'a that there's no mitzvah, that just Aser B'Hana'a per se. What is Chametz of Pesach? That's a machlokas Rav Yehud and Rabbanan. It's a very, very powerful machlokas in terms of a view. Is Chametz on Pesach Aser Olamis? Or do we say, no, that Chametz on Pesach is Aser until you do the mitzvah, until you burn it. Afterwards, the Afer is Mutar. Given this picture of Tosfos, and this, you know, which is what Tosfos is telling us by us as well, so Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his Hagos on Shulchan Aruch, asks a question. He comes back to our sugya. He says, in our sugya, we wanted to distinguish between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Can you theoretically use this chametz as fuel? Can you use it to bake your matzah? Can you bake your matzah with chametz as fuel? So we want to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, you can, because Na'aseh Mitzvasa, according to Rabbanan, you can. It remains Aser Olamit. Kideger asks, what are you talking about? Rabbanan don't agree with the mitzvah tashbisu? When you burn your chametz, you're making a mitzvah tashbisu. This isn't like Basar V'Chalav or like Shor HaNiskal where there's no mitzvah. Here there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of tashbisu. And so the moment that we burn the chametz, even according to Rabbanan, we have Na'aseh Mitzvasa. So why distinguishing Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? Namely, the whole Gemara is distinguishing because they say, according to Tosfos, that this is Nikbarim and this is Nisrafim, but here we have another factor. We have a factor called Tashbisu. We have a mitzvah of Tashbisu. Even according to Rabbanu, we have a mitzvah of Tashbisu. And you mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu by burning the chametz. And so why do we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Na'aseh Mitzvasa? Because Mitzvasa b'Sreifa. Masha'enkin Rabbanan, you can destroy it by pulverizing it, you can destroy it by throwing it into the ocean. So we don't have a mitzvah. We don't have in the mitzvah. We have a mitzvah of tashbisu. What happens in the mitzvah of tashbisu? The Rabbi Kiva Eger, I mean, most people know it because it's quoted in Reb Chaim. So everyone learns Reb Chaim. But Rabbi Kiva Eger is in Siman Taf Mem Hei of Hilchos Pesach, but not in every Rabbi Kiva Eger. There are the Rabbi Kiva Egers that are in brackets, v'chulei v'chulei. So here he asks, Koshali, lefima shekosu v'atosos b'taymon nisrofe meforan muter nasa mitzvaso, yeshlomar d'dafka nikbarim v'alma. Stam nikbarim, like basar v'chalav, or shor nisko, ein maise kvura mitzvah, elamishum chash takala, roi lekovra. We bury it so that people shouldn't bump into it. Zehu lo mikri nasa mitzvaso. Aval chameitz l'rabonon, the mitzvah hashbasa me'olam alav, ayadeze mekaye mitzvah hashbasa, imken gamze mikri niknasa mitzvaso, mali hashbasa ayadeze srefa rav Yehuda, o hashbasa ayadeze nikvarm l'rabonon. You have over here a nasa's mitzvaso. What happened to the nasa's mitzvaso? That's Rabbi Kiva's question. No, what do you say? Is the mitzvah, in other words, it's... In other words, going back within Tosis, if Tosis's whole distinction between Nikvarim and Nisrafim is Naseis Mitzvaso, so he points out that over here, this isn't Stama Nikvarim of Basa V'Cholav Ashor HaNiskal or Igla Rufa. This is a Nikvarim where we have a mitzvah to destroy it. We have a Naseis Mitzvaso over here, even according to Rabbanan, the Eifer should be Mutter. This is what Reb Chaim was dealing with. He was dealing with this question of Rabbi Akiva Eger. And Reb Chaim answered it in a very, very powerful manner. What did Reb Chaim say? How did he get this Rabbi Akiva Eger off the back of our Gemara? There's Naseis Mitzvaso and there's Naseis Mitzvaso. Right? We want to distinguish. You want to distinguish between Sreifa according to Rav Yehuda and the Sreifa, the Piru, the Tashbisu of Rabbanan. On what level would we distinguish? Right. This is a classic Reb Chaim of Chefza and Gavra. Namely, that within the world of Isurei Hana'a, it's not that that we have some magical formula that will say that this Isur Hana'ah all of a sudden disappeared. But rather, if the Torah gave us a mitzvah and told us that this mitzvah is going to change the nature of the Chefza, then that's not only going to change the nature of the Chefza in terms of its physical components, it's going to change also the nature of the Chefza halachically. If the Torah told us, according to Rav Yehuda, burn chametz, what the Torah is telling us is two things. A, turn it into ashes. B, by turning it into ashes, the Isur Hana'ah is Nifka. However, if the Torah is not relating to the object which is Asur Bahana'ah, Torah is relating to the person. Torah is telling the person, Tashbisu, I want you to rid your house of chametz. You can do it in any which way you want. You can rid your house of chametz by pulverizing. You can rid your house of chametz by throwing it into the ocean. You can rid your house of chametz by burning it. Then the means is totally irrelevant. We're telling you rid your house of chametz. The fact that I rid my house of chametz has nothing to do with the nature of the chametz that I threw out of my house. That remains the same chametz. I didn't change the nature of the chametz. I changed the nature of my house. Then when I did my mitzvah on the gavra, I took care of my responsibilities. But I never did anything to the chametz. The din of Rav Yehuda of Sreifa that relates to the object. The din that relates to the object, that's like the Torah says by Kilei HaKerem, burn it. By Arla, burn it. So the Torah tells us by chametz, burn it. There, by the burning, we are removing the Isur Hana'ah. But if the Torah simply tells me, get rid of it, and I decide on my own that I want to burn it, fine. In other words, but all I did was get rid of my issue. I didn't change the halachic status of that which I got rid of. That which I got rid of, I got rid of. I could have buried it, I could throw it here, I could throw it there, I could burn it. I didn't change it to the halachic status. The only way of changing halachic status is if we have a mitzvah that relates to the chefza. But as long as the mitzvah only relates to the gavra, that's not going to change matters one iota. That's basically the chiluk of Reb Chaim, namely that there are mitzvahs that relate to a chefza, and mitzvahs relate to a gavra. In, that's the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanin, is what is the mitzvah of tashbisu? Rav Yehuda says mitzvahs on bisreifa, tashbisu on chametz is like burning kilei akerem. It's like burning arla, namely that I am changing the physical nature of the chefza, and by doing that, na'aseis mitzvata, I am fulfilling its goal, it's moving to where it was supposed to go, and now it's muter bahana. However, if according to Rabbanan, I don't have any mitzvah of what to do to the chametz, I just have a general command that I, as an individual, should rid my house of the chametz, I didn't change the chametz. In other words, there's no difference in terms of burying the chametz, or pulverizing the chametz, or burning the chametz. These are simply emtsaim. They're simply means of my getting it out of the house. But by getting it, my mitzvah was my mitzvah. I didn't do its mitzvah. There is no mitzvah on it. There's a mitzvah on me. And only when I do its mitzvah do I remove the Yisr Hana. Yes?
So first, according to all of the person that's in the Chachamim relate to the Chachamim as Nihan Nefar, does that mean we have to explain Nefar as well as Ruach HaMath and Mazlat Dachka? Chachamim, you have to do specifically one of these two things. Anything.
And for example, bury it. Nikbarim. It's not mentioned over there in the Mishnah burying, but bury it. That's also a form. Yeah.
And two, in general,
right. Okay, well, this is where we're going to see that there are other ways of learning. Right, you're 100% correct. Okay, Reb Chaim then brings another example of such a distinction that we have a Rambam. This is what Reb Chaim starts off with the Rambam, and we're starting for our Gemara, getting to doing the Reb Chaim backwards. So Reb Chaim starts off with the Rambam. The Rambam is a Rambam that we already saw, that we have a din of Ba'i Ra'a or Ba'i Matzei. Ba'i Ra'a, Ba'i Matzei, if a person owns Chametz on Pesach, so he's over Ba'i Ra'a, Ba'i Matzei. Does he get Malkos? Rambam says it depends. If he's over the Iser B'Shevi Al-Tasa, he had Chametz in his house from Purim. Someone in Purim gave him Humintashin, and he kept it in his freezer on Pesach. He didn't do anything, he just kept it there. Then it's a Lav Shein Bo Ma'aseh, there are no Malkos. But if he went out and he bought chametz on Pesach, he went to a store, there was a sale on used humintashen, and he went out and he bought humintashen on Pesach, then he gets malkos. That's what the Rambam points out. Reb Chaim asks, what in the world is going on over here? The lav she'en bo ma'aseh isn't the only exclusion from malkos. We have a black and white gemara later on in Psachim, on Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph, which tells us that when you have a lav hanitak la'asei, when you have a lav hanitak la'aseh, that's also potter from malkos. For example, if we have an isur of leaving a korban over until the morning, and you decide to leave it over until the morning, there's no malkos. Why? Because it's a lav hanitak la'aseh. You were told, don't leave it over to the morning, but rather burn it. So it's a lav hanitak la'aseh, there's no malkos. Over here, chametz on Pesach is a lav hanitak la'aseh. So the Gemara points out, we have an aseh of tashbisu. We have an assay of destroying the chametz. And so, even if you went ahead and bought chametz on Pesach, why should it not be malkos? Asks Reb Chaim. It's a lav hanitak la'asay. So his answer is exactly what his distinction is. It depends according to whom. According to Rav Yehuda, it's a lav hanitak la'asay. According to Rabbanon, it's not a lav hanitak la'asay. Then we have over here our two understandings of tashbisu. If we understand tashbisu in the cheftza, so we have a lav on the cheftza, don't have chametz in your rishus, but we have an asay in the cheftza, but rather destroy it. So if we learn like Rabbi Yehuda, chametz on Pesach is a lav anita klasay, they're never going to be malkos. However, according to Rabbanan, this is not a lav anita klasay, this isn't like Noser where we have a din in the cheftza, burn it. But rather, we're told you shouldn't have chametz in your house, right? That's an isur cheftza to have chametz in your house. But rather, do a ma'isa of the gavra and get rid of it. That's not nitak la'asei. We're not we have over here a disconnect, a dissonance between the lav, which is on the cheftza, and the asei, which is on the gavra. According to Rav Yehuda, the lav is on the cheftza and the asei is on the cheftza. That's a lav nitak la'asei. Mashenkin, according to Rabbanon, the lav is on the Chefza, but the Aseh is on the Gavra. It's a different world. Tashbisu is a different world. It's not going to be a Nitak La'aseh. In other words, you can have a lav anitak la'aseh where they'll both be on the Gavra, like Shiloh HaKen. In other words, there we have a lav of taking the, in other words, of taking the eggs, and then we have an Aseh of pushing away the mother bird. They're both on the Gavra. You can have, that's going to be Nitak La'aseh. You can have a Chefta and a Chefta, it's going to be Nitak La'aseh. But if one's on the Chefta and one's on the Gavra, that's not going to be Nitak La'aseh. Namely, Reb Chaim is L'shitato. Okay, so we have over here this picture, according to Reb Chaim, which simply takes the distinction of Tosfos, takes the distinction of Na'aseh Mitzvah. So it says, it depends. The Mitzvah on the Chefta, that's going to turn the Afer into being Mutter. However, the mitzvah on the Gavra, Tashbisu, according to Rabbanon, that's not going to affect the Afer, it's not going to affect the Lav, it's a totally different world. It's, you know, it's not something that relates to the nature of the Easter that we're dealing with. Is that clear, what Reb Chaim says? You know, so we have over here then, Reb Chaim shot down Rabbi Kiver's question, and he gave us more of an understanding of what's going on over here within the world of Chametz on Pesach. However, I point out all of this is within our Tosfos. This is the way our Tosfos learned the Gemara. But other Rishonim learned our Gemara differently. No other Rishon, aside from Tosfos, brought in the world of Aether. That's Tosfos's, you know, Tosfos bringing in the Gemara in Tmura to explain our Gemara over here by Goyatik, Tanur, Bekirayim. That's Tosfos's Chiddush. You know, it's a tremendous Sushtel to bring from one to the other. But no one else does that. If we look in the Meiri, Al-Atar, the Meiri learns the Gemara totally differently. Before he brings the Yesh Mefarshim, he brings his own Perish. And the Meiri's Perish is also found in Rabbeinu David, and it's found in other Rishonim as well. He says, Lo Yasik Botanor Vekirayim, Va'af L'Das Rabbi Yehuda, Shematzrich Sreifa Bibi'uro, V'leka Chshasha, V'lemru L'Hanoa Miskavein, Osir lehenos bo av derech biuro, v'ein sarach loma l'rabbanon shein matzrichim sreifa, v'shekaze masik bo nired lehanoa miskaven. What over here is the Miri saying? Why does our Gemara single out Rav Yehuda to say that we'd have a havamina that according to Rav Yehuda, we would be allowed to be masik tanor v'kirayim, kamash melon, but according to Rabbanon, it definitely would be osir. Let me give you the following scenario. Okay? You live let's say you live in a community that has zoning laws. Part of the zoning laws is you're not allowed to make a fire outdoors. Every person has a fireplace, and he has to, whatever fire he wants to make, he has to make in his fireplace. He's not allowed to make any outdoor fires. Okay, comes Erev Pesach, and you have the kind of mitzvah of Tashbisu. So you toss the chametz into your fireplace. That's where you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah. But your wife is also cooking at that same time, right? It's Erev Pesach. She's cooking, and you have this chametz, and so you toss the chametz into the fireplace while your wife is cooking, right? Okay, so we'll ask ourselves, how do we view this? How do we view this? According to Rabbanon, what can you do to your chametz? You can do a million and one things to your chametz. You can flush it down the toilet, right? You can throw it in the air and shoot it with BB shells or whatever. You can do anything. You know, you can drown it in the river. There are many, many things you can do with your chametz. If you toss it into the fire, what does it appear? You're saving fuel, right? That now, you're thinking, well, why stop? Get rid of this chametz. Let me at least get some hanoah out of this mitzvah. I'll toss it in so that, you know, now we need less gas or less firewood because I have my chametz. But if you're Rav Yehuda, you have no alternative but to toss it into the fireplace, right? So, in other words, if you were to see two people, you see Rabbanan tossing into the fireplace and Rav Yehuda tossing them into the fireplace, you would say, maybe, according to Rabban, this is Vadayoser. And maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is Mutter, because he has no kavana to help his wife in the cooking. He just, in other words, this is the only way of doing it. This is a sugya later on we're going to deal with. What happens when you have an Iser Hana'a, but it's Val Korchacha? You're in a situation, this is your only way. You're on a bus during Sfiras HaOmer and the bus driver turns on the radio. Right? What are you going to do? Jump out the window? You're in a house in a house that has central heating, and all of a sudden the goy turns on the heating, and you begin to get hanah on Shabbos. From the heat. You're not allowed to get hanah from a malacha that a goy is doing, and everyone in the building is Jewish, right? So he's doing the hanah for Jews, right? That's not allowed. What are you going to do? It's e'efshar. You have a situation of e'efshar. E'efshar become a chave. We'll see later on. It's a sugi later on. Is that problematic or not? So we would have a havamina that, according to Rav Yehuda, we have an e'efshar. We have a situation where we don't see that he's doing this to get the hanah. He's locked in. He's painted himself into a corner. He has to destroy the chametz by sreifa. This is the only place he can destroy it. His wife happens to be cooking. We would have thought maybe it's mutter. But according to Rabbanan, there's no question that it's asa. There are a million and one other ways of getting rid of the chametz. If you're doing it in this way, clearly you're being mechaving to get hanah. Again, I read the chiddush over here is lo yasik botano la kirayim. The chiddush is afle das Rav Yehuda shematzrich sreifa b'biuro lekach shasha delemru hanah miskaving. In other words, it's not a chash that we're going to view him as doing it dachka to get hanor. The cholzot asr lehenos bo af derech biuro. Ein sarach lomel rabbanon shein matzrichim sreifa ukishes a masik bo nira de lehanor miskaven. In other words, according to rabbanon barur that it appears that you're doing it for hanor. According to Rav Yehuda, we would have a havimina. Maybe it's muter because he has no alternative. Kamash malon, he should tell his wife take the food off. I have to burn my chametz. Right. In other words, that he has to do an act in order to be able to undo the hanah. That's the kamash malon, that's the chiddush over here. But what's the working assumption of the Me'iri? Are you allowed to get hanah from chametz which is burning, or are you not allowed to get hanah from chametz which is burning? What's his working assumption? You're not allowed to get hanah. It's Eifer, and it's Nisrafim, and Eifer is Mutter. The Me'iri totally ignores the whole sugya in Tmura. The assumption is that you're not allowed to get hanoah from chametz, whether it's chametz, whether it's gecholin, whether it's eifer. You're not allowed to. But we would have thought over here, maybe it's the efshar, lokam achaving, etc. It's all issues of how it looks and how it appears. But the Easter is the Easter. What happened to the Gemara and Sachim? What happened to Nikvarim and Nisrafim and Tosus Bukulei? The answer is that's a very strange Tosfos. That whole thing, the whole mahalach, is a very, very mechudish dikim mahalach. Where did Tosfos get this concept of naseis mitzvaso from? Where did he pull it from? What's the source of naseis mitzvaso? Kachin. What's the din of kachin? I'm makdish behema. What does that mean that I'm makdish behema? What is now the yiud, the goal, is that the word? What is the destiny? I think. What's the destiny of this behema when I'm being makdish it? That it should go to be a korban, right? Or it should go somehow to the treasury of the malchus v'chulei. If I intervene in that, if I go ahead and get hana, that's meila, right? That's an isra of meila. I am messing up the destiny. I'm interfering with the destiny of this item. I am misusing it, misappropriating it. In other words, I set this aside for the purposes of hektesh, and here I set aside a sheep for a korban, and then I just let my kid ride around on its back. That's an improper usage of something which has a certain destiny. But after the behema is brought as a korban, then the Iser Hanah falls off. The whole Iser Hana'ah was because of its destiny. There's a destiny for Kili HaKerem. There's a destiny for Orla. It's a destiny. Not that we'll say that when it's burnt, Naseis Mitzvasa. Chora, what Tosis is doing is putting the chicken before the egg. Right? The Chora, what we have over here is a Kili HaKerem. We have two dinim. A, that's Asur Bahanah, and B, it has to be burnt. It's not Asur Bahanah because it has to be burnt. The same way no one say that it's asr b'hanah because it has to be buried. It's asr b'hanah because basar v'chalav is asr b'hanah. Kili yakerim is asr b'hanah. And the Torah says it has to be burnt. Then we have a chiddush of Chazal. That which has to be burnt is a temporary iser until it's burnt. And once it's burnt, it's no longer asr b'hanah. Mashen kein, that which has to be buried, that's a permanent Easter. But it's not a dinovir of nasis mitzvah, unlike in Kachim. Kachim, I have a destiny, I have a goal. Masha'en kein, pashtus, is that the Torah said, Orla is asr bahana. However, it's a temporary Easter until it's burnt, but not because being burnt is its destiny, but that's the way the Torah formulated the Easter. If we're going to ask about Chametz on Pesach, Lechora, even according to Rav Yehuda, we don't have a destiny of Sreifa, we have a mitzvah of Sreifa. But even after you do the mitzvah of Sreifa, b'cholzo, we still have an Iser b'yirah b'yimatzeh. Who says this chametz is going to become mutter? Who says that ether of chametz is mutter? Tosus says it. Because Tosus is bringing a raya from Kachim. But who says that we should compare all Isurei Hana to Kachim? Kachim is unique. In Kachim we have a destiny. In Kachim it's asr b'hana because of the destiny. Who says that in Isuri Hana, it's Asr Bahana because of destiny? It's Asr Bahana because it's a Shara Niskal. It's Asr Bahana because it's Arla. And it happens to have a certain usage. I mean, there's another way of learning the Sugya over there in Tmura, and which has nothing to do with our Gemara. By Chametz, maybe the Afer is Asr both according to Rav Yehuda and according to Rabbanon. No, there's nowhere where it says anywhere in Ipsachin that according to Rav Yehuda the Afer is Mutter. Our Gemara had a Hava Mina that maybe according to Rav Yehuda you'd be allowed to use it as fuel while you're burning it, because maybe it doesn't appear as though you're getting Hanoah. It appears as though you're supposed to be kind of the mitzvah of Sreifa. Kamash Malan, no. The bottom line is you can't get Hanoah from Chametz on Pesach. Be it Chametz, be it Gecholin, be it Afer, you can't get Hanoah across the board according to everyone. And then, you know, and then Rabbi Akiva Eger's question doesn't start. It's not as though we have a mitzvah because Nase's mitzvah becomes mutter. Who says that over here? That's Tosus's approach. Tosus has the right to his approach, but most Rishonim don't take that approach. And they learn our sugya differently. And then the whole thing simply falls off. Namely that there is these are two different ways of learning. If you want to see someone who who raises this issue in the Stipler Sefer on Amsachim in Siman Yud Gimel. So he very, very powerfully raises this issue that Tosus took a leap of faith in terms of comparing Yisuri Hanoah to the world of Kachim, and then via that leap of faith, you know, had a whole construct in our sugya that brought about Rabbi Kiva Eger, that brought about the Reb Chaim v'chulei v'chulei. But that's one approach. You don't have to take that leap of faith in Tmura. You can learn Tmura as a local principle. It has nothing to do with Chametz on Pesach. The din of Sreifa on Chametz on Pesach is because of Bayirah Bayimatzeh. We have this Chumar Bayirah Bayimatzeh, and therefore you have to do something physically to the Chametz in order to be able to get rid of it. But who says that has anything to do with turning it into Heter? And you can learn the Pshat in our Gemara totally differently. Yes. The question is what the Gemara means when it says that Nisrafim, that the Afer is Mutter. It could be that if we have nothing else in the picture but the Din of Sreifa, then it would be Mutter. But if we have an Isra Bayira Bayimatse in the picture, then Yitachin that we wouldn't come to a Heter, then it would remain Aser. Because of Bayira Bayimatse. Who says Bayira Bayimatse? In other words, we had a din of characha lifnei zmano, but once it's already enters into Pesach as chametz, then who's this? You know, once we already move into the time of the Iser, then who says that over there anything is going to change? That's the chiddush over here of Tosfos, but that we don't find. Normally, we say once it enters into Pesach as chametz, no matter what you do with it, it's going to remain chametz. Tosfos over here wants to distinguish between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. in order to have pshat in our sugi. But you can have pshat in our sugi without that. Rabbeinu David in our sugya also doesn't learn like Tosfos. First he quotes the Tosfos, and then he says, "Ach kach nira lefarish." Doesn't agree with Tosfos. He brings rayas that's not true. That even that veino nachon that bahadik asarifle, it's still after bahana. Ach kach nira lefarish. Sakadai tachamina hoel v'amar of Yehuda mitzvah so disreifa bahadik asarifle los haneminei she'efsher she'ein bichal yisur hana ela shelo yehnebo. Kechol hanoa shebaolam afilu b'shas biuro. In mishum shelo efsher v'kama chavin ha'aser, etc. Oh, he's a betaner shebilvad shomer shu shelo. In other words, that's his perish as well. So I'm just pointing out that sometimes you get very taken away by one perish, but you have to check as to whether that's the only perish. And over here, really, there are two different ways of viewing it. Yes.
The Yuri himself on the Sugi of Charchula does say that the Eifer is mutter.
From when on
Pesach.
If it's
burning completely.
But that may be even going to Rabbanan as well.
I thought we were saying that they're still in Surah now because of Bayer Rabbi Munzer.
So it's saying, but one way or the other, and it's to distinguish between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan, say that this, according to Rav Yehuda, the Eifer is Mutter, according to Rabbanan, the Eifer is Aser, that's the Chiddush of Tosos. You could say the Eifer is Mutter according to both, you could say the Eifer is Aser according to both. But why distinguish between them? Why all of a sudden say that according to this one the Eifer is Mutter, this one the Eifer is Mutter. In other words, that's only if you're working off of Nase's mitzvah, so, and then you assume Sreifa is a mitzvah as opposed to Tashbisu, you know, Reb Chaim against the Rabbi Kiva Eger, then, in other words, if you build that whole structure, then you're correct. However, if the din is not one of mitzvah, so, but rather simply that we have over here temporary Yisuri Hanah, and we have permanent Yisuri Hanah, and those that are Nisrafim, in the mission over there, they're temporary Yisuri Hanah. That's all. Nothing to do with mitzvah, nothing to do with Sreifa of Chametz, nothing to do with Tashbisu, nothing to do with Rabbi Yimatzei. It's just a different world. Yes?
So what emerges is that, if this is correct, that the Torah is accepting what the Gemara Tzmura says and applying it here.
Tosos, yeah.
But he's rejecting Tosos's pulling in the Nasis Mitzvaso idea, and therefore he says there is a chiluk between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan in this regard. But at the same time, it's a solid chiluk, meaning Nasis Mitzvah doesn't play a role, and therefore the fact that a mitzvah was also done, so to speak, by Rabbanan's approach doesn't make a difference. Because if you burned it, it's mutter, and if you didn't burn it, it's not.
No, that's okay. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'd like next time. Where are we? We'd like next time to move into the next sugya. Of Amar Chizkiya. This is a sugya that Jeremy hinted at earlier in terms of the relationship between the Iser Achila and the Iser Hana'a. So I mentioned to you, I'd like you to learn Bekiyus until the top of the Kafei Samad Aleph, and we'll try and take it step by step. The most important thing is to use your minds independently, or if you wanted to go back to Wilkenstein's Shir Kloli, in terms of what's the machlokes over here between Chizkiya and Rav Avahu. Does it make a difference really what psukim we went out from, or is it all one and the same, and what does it tell us about the nature of the Isur Hanoah? So I'll try and give you some more marmakamos tomorrow, but basically that's what I'd like to get into. And we'll go as far as we can in Yitzhak Hashem on Wednesday. I'm sorry, my whole time schedule is in Yitzhak Hashem Yom Rivi'i, and then we'll take a break until after Sukkot, and then in Yitzhak Hashem we're going straight until Pesach. Okay. the Gemara connects, we're good enough coming to that Mishnah Gemara.